and welcome to episode 102 of Up and In, the Baseball Prospectus Podcast. In DeKalb, Illinois, I'm Kevin Goldstein. Joining me as always, except for those two times, in Brooklyn, New York, it's Jason Parks. Jason, say hello to the internet.
Howdy.
So, we have a big show for you. Not really. We're going to not do a lot. We're just going to say goodbye for the most part. And we'll get into why we're saying goodbye in a second. But, you know, this show is actually kind of for the hardcore, Jason, because I don't plan on tweeting this show. And I'm going to post it to the site. And so, like, people have their subscription set up. They'll get it.
People are going to get it.
Yeah, but we're not going to, like, you know, send it to the new people. And you know, we're just going to do it through some brief stuff. We do have a special guest where when he found out it was the last show, Steve Berthume, our good friend from ESPN, asked to come on and say goodbye. And I said, of course. Because Steve played a key role in the show, obviously, and got Want put into the baseball vernacular. And then we'll finish off the show with the return of Not Jim Tracy. So, housekeeping, Jason.
Okay. If
you want to email the show, don't.
We won't get them.
We have gotten we've gotten a lot of emails since the announcement, which we'll get into in a second, and we have read them all. And thank you. I mean, they're really, really nice. I've tried to respond to as many as I can, and we're glad the show meant so much to you because it meant so much to us as well. If you want to follow us on Twitter, Jason is at Professor Parks. I'm at Kevin_Goldstein, and I don't tweet nearly as much as I once did. But Jason's still all over it, and Jason is going to be your go-to guy for prospects and insanity. So follow him still. And there's still a Facebook page, and people are still asking to join the Facebook page.
They should. That's a community. That's not going away.
That's the thing. It's not going away. And we did make – look, we built a community out of this thing, and everybody – we all made friends, and everybody made friends. And there's this whole, like, circle of people who all know each other and – and, you know, I was talking to Juan the other day, our good friend Juan from Monterey. I mean, how we would never made friends with Juan if not for the podcast. And I talked to Juan all the time. I talk to Juan 3 or 4 times a week now. And I was talking to Juan, and he's like, oh, I'm talking to Scott, the guitar guy from Oklahoma. And everybody's made friends with each other because of this. And so the Facebook page will stay up, and people will post to it. And, you know, Jason will be there. I'll show up once in a while. The Facebook thing remains alive. So go to the Facebook page. Time for the email, Jason.
Okay.
We're not going to do any email because I can't really talk about baseball. So let's talk about baseball, Jason.
Okay.
Can't really talk about baseball. So let's just go right to the goofy stuff, and that just happened.
Okay.
So I got a job with the Astros, Jason.
I know you did, man, and I'm really I'm really happy for you. I'm really proud of you. I think that's it's fantastic. I think that the Astros made a ballsy decision. I respect that. They couldn't have made a better choice in my mind.
Very kind of you. It's, you know, if you didn't hear, and you're wondering why this is the last show, I've accepted a position as the new pro scouting coordinator for the Houston Astros. Really excited about the opportunity, really appreciative for the opportunity. I think, obviously, this is a non-traditional hire, an out-of-the-box hire, if you will. And I appreciate Jeff Lanau, you know, sticking his neck out on this one, and I'm going to make him proud. But I'm very, very excited about it, and I can't really talk that much about what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be, you know, guiding our pro scouting group, you know, scouting all 30 teams, and, you know, jobs basically to you know, coordinate what we're doing and coordinate all the information that's coming in and, you know, collaborate all the information that's coming in with some of the ridiculous stuff coming out of the analysts like Sig and Mike Fast and wrap it all around. So, you know, we can hand that kind of stuff to Jeff. So when Jeff says, hey, we're talking to Team X about a trade, we can go, hey, Jeff, this is who you should go after. You know, that's my job now. And obviously, I'm very, very excited about it, but very, very sad to leave BP and to not do the show.
Well, I mean, we didn't think that the show was going to turn into this.
No, we did not.
You know, we kind of thought that the show was going to be me and him, me and you, horsing around in a bar, you know, just put on to the internet, and that's kind of what happened. But I mean, we didn't think that people would actually give a shit about it because we were kind of doing it for us. We thought we'd get a kick out of it. This is what we want to listen to, I mean, so to speak. And it kind of turned into something that it became something much bigger than ourselves, and I'm really, really honored to have participated in it. But when it comes to you taking a position like that, this was always the goal. You know,
I don't even know if it was. You know,
no, I mean the goal was
yeah.
to move on to better things, to better opportunities. I mean, we weren't going to do the podcast for the next 30 years. You know, and something really amazing came up for you, and it was a ballsy move, and you showed balls by taking it, and that's a good reason for things to end. That's a really good reason for things to end.
Yeah, and I mean this. I don't know if this was the goal or not. It just kind of happened, and you know, I for a while there had been just side comments by people, like you know, people in the game, where you know what, if I'm ever in this position to make a move, I'd like to talk to you. If you know, if we ever had an opening in this kind of area, we'd talk to you. And I just kind of was like, that's awesome, and not think twice about it, right? And I think a lot of people get those, and this in December at the winter meetings in Dallas, I actually had a meeting with a team, not the team that hired me, and it was a really good meeting, and it went really, really well, and we continued to have talks throughout the year, really, and it started to get kind of real. And I remember, meeting up with somebody in Dallas who saw me coming kind of away from the area where all the team suites were. And this is someone who works in the front office. And he said, "What are you doing?" And I just told him.
Busted.
Right. Exactly. I just told him. And he went, and he just looked at me right in the eye. He goes, "Do you want to do that?" I said, "I don't know. I think so." And he said, "You dumbass." It kind of stuck with me. You got the itch, don't you? I said, "I think I got the itch." He goes, "Oh, you're so screwed." And so I got the itch. And, Jeff, I met with Jeff here in Chicago when he was in town with the Astros. I later went to Texas to do, a more formal talk and meet with him and the rest of the team there. And wow, what an impressive group they have. And they're doing some really incredible stuff over there. And he made an offer, and we hashed some stuff out, and here I am. So no, I didn't expect this to happen. It was, and it, you know, if it was a goal, it was kind of like a goal in the corner. Like, how realistic is this really? But here we are.
Well, it's a goal that you don't want to get too vocal about because one, it makes you vulnerable, and two, it sets you up for disappointment because it's such
Sure.
a hard to attain goal. But I mean, you hit it. You're in the discuss. Man, I mean, we always talk about being in the room. It's kind of a we say in baseball, the guy's in the room. The guy's in the room. Well, you're in the fucking room, man. You're in the room.
Dumb.
I'm in my room, but you're in the room. And I think that's really, really cool. And the more people that I know that are in the room, it helps me produce my content. So I'm glad that I have another friend in the room.
That it just happened, and it was, again, I know it sounds like a dream, and it is a dream job. Still wasn't easy. It was not easy to walk away from BP and from this show. But it has to be done. I have a real job now, and it went exactly as I expected, and I'm so happy about it. Where Twitter kind of blew up on Friday night. The story kind of started to break Friday afternoon, and then the announcement was Friday late afternoon.
Oh, sweet Haman.
Twitter kind of blew up. My phone kind of blew up. All sorts of like really great messages from everybody. And if you sent me one, there's no way I could have kept up with the Twitter mentions. Thank you. It was really nice. Lots of text messages, lots of messages from people in the game. They were all really, really nice and really, really supportive. And it was and that was really great. And there's a strange kind of tone to them, Jason, where it's kind of like welcome to the secret society, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, from the baseball side, I can see that. From the other side, it's like you died.
Yeah, just for the record, and this is based on some of the comments that were like on the goodbye letter I posted to BP and people posting to my Facebook page and some of the Twitter mentions and things like that. It makes it sound like I'm dead, and I have not died. But to go on to how I thought it was going to happen, I thought that's what's going to happen. So Twitter blows up and the internet kind of blows up for about 6 hours, and then Saturday it's just kind of a little stream, and by Sunday it's dead, and I'm over. Everyone's over me. And that's perfect. And it was like Friday night, I mean, Margaret and I cracked open a bottle of champagne once it was official. And like I was sitting here Friday night watching a baseball game and a certain thing happened. And I had a really, really funny tweet about it. And I started to type it. I went, oh, whoop, time out. Whoa, that's not me anymore. And by today,
totally good.
Right. Exactly.
And then you're not going to mess up my Sunday footballs now with your fucking bullshit anti-NFL tweets.
And then, and then by today on Monday, like I was just sitting here watching the Astros game and their fantastic 5-1 win. And,
and you said we to me.
I did. We had the bullpen was really good for us. And, we looked really good today. Brett Wallace with a big 3 home run. And,
he's your solution. Stick with that.
During the entire game, I never wanted to tweet. And I'm also, I'm cleansed of that. And I'm very comfortable and kind of happy to kind of, be back in the private sector, if you will. And just be a guy. I'm clear. I'm clean. I'm done.
Yeah, you're out.
So
you're out of the public eye.
So let's talk about what's going on this week, Jason. Because I don't officially start for another couple weeks, and I'm taking some time to recharge the batteries, if you will. You have quite a week ahead, Jason, and I think it's something that everyone should hear about.
I do have a lot going on. Tomorrow, I guess, when you're listening to this, it would already be announced.
Right. So you might jump your announcement.
Yeah, they'll be announcing on Baseball Prospectus. I wrote a little letter because I am stepping up in role. I will be taking on a bigger role at Baseball Prospectus. I will be the I don't know what my title is.
You're going to be the stud man. You're going to be prospect guy at Baseball Prospectus.
Yeah, I'll be taking on an expanded role and I will be leading the prospect and player development side of Baseball Prospectus and making decisions on that front. And I've already been doing that the last couple of days. There's a lot of exciting things that are going to be happening on that. I mean, I can't talk about it yet.
Jason's going to do fantastic in this, and I know some of the stuff that you're going to hear about soon. It's going to make you all incredibly, incredibly happy. And you will all forget about me in no time at all, and you won't even miss me. It's fantastic news, but I'm thrilled for you.
No, see, you will
be awesome in this.
I appreciate that, and your support has always meant a lot to me. But them forgetting you is not going to happen. My biggest hurdle is getting them to realize that the work that we're putting out isn't yours. That's going to be the biggest hurdle. I mean, everybody wants Kevin Goldstein's product reproduced by other authors, and that's not going to happen. Yeah, I have no interest in doing that.
I was talking to someone else at BP, and they're like, we're still probably going to do this 10-pack thing. Should we keep the Future Shock name? I said, probably not. Let's be your own thing, man.
Yeah, I mean, look, I was given a lot of, say and a lot of a big voice about this, and obviously there's other people in the room. It's not just me making the decisions, but I was given a big voice, and I respected that platform, and I was very adamant about how, Future Shock is dead, because that was your baby, much like this podcast is our baby. And without you, that doesn't live on. Without you, this podcast doesn't live on. We're going to...
You might do a podcast eventually down the road.
Yeah, but it won't be up and in. I'm saying I might do something, but as far as the Future Shock stuff goes, I mean, you implemented a lot of things that I think are going to be necessary for the survival of the minor league side. And I think that they were good things, and I don't want to avoid them. I mean, the 10-pack, yes, I want to continue doing something very similar to that.
Sure.
Minor league updates, yes, I won't be doing those, but we were going to have somebody who lets you know who had big games or bad games, as it were, during the 2013 minor league season. We are going to continue with player rankings, top 100s. We are going to continue all that, but it's going to be with different fingerprints on it, and it's not going to be Shock, because you know what I mean, you did a lot for the site. You were a very, very iconic figure with Baseball Prospectus and the prospect world, but you're not walking back through that door, and this is no longer Future Shock. We gotta go ahead and move forward, and people are going to like the content, or they're going to move along. And if they want you to, they want you to come back and do your stuff, well, that's not going to happen, because you're going to be in Houston and we're going to be moving on. And if you like good minor league coverage, it's just going to be a little bit different.
Yeah, and again, I'm aware of some of the plans, guys. It's going to be totally awesome stuff.
Mean,
Really,
if we,
really awesome.
2013 is going to be different, but we're going to have more minor league coverage than Baseball Prospectus has ever had at any one time.
Yeah.
It's basically going to be a minor league site.
Don't say that. Don't say that. So it's going to be, I am not dead. And it's going to be great stuff at BP.
The stat stuff is getting good. The pitch FX stuff is fucking good. I mean, it's the site is growing in all facets. It's not just my stuff.
No, it's great. It's going to be great stuff. And knowing that you were going to step up, and knowing that the site will continue, or the company will continue to be led by Joe Mrahi, made
Oh
this
yeah.
decision quite a lot easier for me.
Well, and Ben Lindbergh has been just is
Lenny's going to be great.
in chief, and we're all lucky to have him. He makes a lot of key decisions and makes them very quickly and very accurately.
So I don't want to get too maudlin here, because we kind of got maudlin in episode 100, which was just 2 episodes ago. But this is it, Jason.
It turned out to be real.
Yeah. And thanks.
Well, and thanks to the listeners,
Yeah, who made the show?
this is, I touched on it earlier. We've touched on it for 101 episodes. Not to get emotional here, but I mentioned this to Steve off air when we were having a discussion. Me personally, I've had a lot of like weird ups and downs over the last couple of years, which is, I mean, I guess it's kind of normal for me, but they've been kind of extreme. In the first episodes, where like my relationship starts to fall apart, and then I start to put it back together, and then again, it falls apart forever. It's like a real, it really
It's like
falls
the
apart.
podcast.
Yeah, and then I lose my best friend, and there's just a whole our career ups and downs, and just all those type of things. And the one constant that I've really had is just knowing that we're going to do this podcast once a week, and we're going to get all this really nice encouragement and feedback, and it really, I fed off of it,
Sure.
and it made me feel like somebody gave a shit, about what I had to say or what I was going through, and then I wasn't just like completely alone. Like I felt like I was completely alone, and it meant a lot to me, and it goes beyond just people listening to a podcast. We really, something happened here, happened that we all became like this weird kind of fucked up family. Normal family.
No. There are the
It's
normal ones, though.
really special, and I guarantee this, I'm going to continue in the public eye, and you're going to go underground and do your thing, but these people are not going away. The up and people are not going away.
Well, I mean, a good number are going to end up in prison.
Well, I think that some up in prison, but I think the majority are going to end up at BP events, or when I start a new project, we're going to support that. And I bet you the Houston Astros just gained a shitload of fans because that's how up and in people are.
I hope so.
That's one of the reasons that we're going to talk outside of the podcast. It's going to suck not doing this with you because I like talking baseball with you, but that's not going to end. What I'm going to miss the most is the interaction between not only me and you, but me and you and the fans, or
Yeah.
on and the listeners.
Sure.
Fucking cool. People coming up to me in all places. I mean, weird places too, saying that they were point niners or double point niners or some absolute freak was a quadruple point niner. I mean, that made everything worthwhile, man. I mean, it was really, really, really fucking cool. And from the bottom of my heart, I really thank you.
Yeah, I'm crying now, so I shouldn't say anything. So let's just go to Steve. So anyway, we'd a lot of people come forward and say they wanted to be on the last show and say goodbye, and we couldn't think of a better person to do it than the man who was part of some of the more surreal moments in podcast history, as far as seeing hashtag want on the set of Baseball Tonight. And he is the big star of Baseball Tonight, and a big fan of the show, and we are equally big fans of him because he's totally awesome. It's ESPN Steve Berthiaume. Steve!
I haven't been this upset since they canceled the White Shadow.
Big Ken Howard fan?
I didn't come out of my room for like 3 days when that happened. And I kind of feel the same way now.
But they didn't let you appear on the final episode of The White Shadow.
No, they didn't let me anywhere near The White Shadow. As I was saying just a minute ago to you guys before we started recording, I come home from baseball tonight. This was like 3 or 4 days ago. And I go to my iTunes and I'm like, where's the stupid podcast? What are these clowns doing? How am I supposed to be entertained here at 3 in the morning at home? And so I sent you a tweet. I'm like, hey, where is the podcast? Entertain me, dancing monkey boy. And you're like, no, there's no podcast. There's some stuff going on. And I sent you a direct message. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Is everything okay? And yeah, it's cool. Now I found out what happened. So congratulations. I'm thrilled for you.
Thank you. We're very excited.
And I did want to come on, and in all seriousness, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I wanted to say thank you, and this is a no BS sincere thank you, just as a fan, as a listener. You guys kicked ass on the show. I'm not a point niner, but I came in about halfway through the 100 plus, so I feel like I have some equity here.
You do.
But you guys have a great show. For two reasons. There's two reasons why I really enjoyed listening to this. And I would work all night, and I would come home at somewhere between 2 and 3 in the morning, and once a week or so listen to the podcast, and it was fantastic. And it worked for me for two reasons. One, because everything about the show was genuine. And that's something that cannot be faked. That sincerity. People try to contrive that all the time on TV, on radio, on podcasts, whatever it is, and you can't do it. It's either there or it's not. And you guys have such a great relationship on and off the podcast that came through immediately, and it made it infinitely entertaining and real and genuine, alongside the information, which was fantastic. I felt like when I went to the Futures game this summer in Kansas City, where I got lucky and happened to see you guys, we got to have a beer together. I was already loaded up. I knew who everybody was because of the show. The other thing that I really liked about it, and it really genuinely bums me out to use the past tense, so I'll just say like for now, was that so much of baseball media, and a lot of it sounds a little snooty, but I think the average baseball fan is a little bit more with it than the average football fan or fan of any other sport.
Yeah.
It has a higher intellectual property, I think. And a lot of it is consumed on the Internet through all the millions of great, tons of great websites out there and shows like this. But a lot of it is very snotty and very snobby, and it talks down to people. And you guys never did that or do that. And, you turn on some shows and people will say, do you like RBIs? You're an idiot. Hang up now. Stop listening. But you guys never did that. And you never talked down to anybody. You never looked down on anybody. And I think those two things are hard to do. And you guys, I thought, did a brilliant job of both. So my sincere congratulations, and I'm genuinely bummed out. Just as a dopey baseball fan. And I'm going to miss the show immensely.
Well, thanks, Steve.
I'm very thoughtful. Thank you.
And poor Jason. Jason's going to be wandering around. I sort of
Jason's
look Jason.
Jason's going to be just fine.
I look at Jason as the AVB of baseball.
Oh, don't go there.
Like he's sort of, and the other negative thing about this is
that it's not necessary. That's low.
Kevin will no longer pay attention to soccer, which sucks.
No, Everton lost 2-0. It was heartbreaking.
Look at you.
We had such good things going. We had the big opening win.
We made progress. But I sort of look at Jason now as the sort of the Andre Villas-Boas of the baseball community. You know, he's got overly stylish clothes. He's got just the right amount of sort of scruffy beard on his face. Just perfect, just the right amount. You know, a day and a half's worth or so, not too much. And he's kind of wandering around with his sort of beard and stylish clothes on the sideline. Oh, they didn't want me at Chelsea, and now I don't know what to do, and I'm kind of here at Tottenham, but oh, okay, Clint Dempsey, sure. And it's kind of like that, and I'm concerned about Jason.
Jason's going to be awesome. Jason's going to be just fine. Believe me.
Well, Tottenham may not be fine, but Jason will be fine.
Jason's going to be better than ever.
And Dempsey's a Texan, you know. He's on my team, and he's a Texan. It's perfect. It's going to work out. Top
now,
of the table.
if you guys really wanted to go out with a flourish, you would take somehow figure out a way to take the phone or whatever across the street and seriously just drop in on the weird neighbors. And
they've been evicted. They're gone.
Because it's your fault.
It's not, I have nothing to do with them.
You only took pictures of their house and brought it to national attention, and like but 2 weeks later they're evicted.
Probably just
a massive coincidence. Just a massive coincidence.
He threw that at you. He threw AVB on me. I mean, he's out for blood tonight. Yeah, he's really angry.
I'm bitter. I'm bitter about the end of the show. I won't lie to you.
The only thing the picture showed was the fact that there were mattresses.
And strangely, some began showing up outside Minute Maid Park this week, which I thought was weird. Jeff Lunau, your thoughts?
New market inefficiency.
Now, I know you take the show in segments, so is the Hawk guy going to be on? Is your mom on? I mean, is this like a Dean Martin roast kind of a deal? Is Rickles coming out? What's happening next?
It's a very quick show. After you, we'll have Not Jim Tracy, and that'll be it.
All right. Well, I don't want to jam you up with time. I really wanted to, you know, I know I'm being a smartass here, but I'm really going to miss the show. And now I think Men in Blazers on Grantland is the best sports podcast out there, sadly, by default.
Well, thanks for listening. And more importantly, thanks for being such a outward fan and thanks for getting want part of the vernacular on baseball tonight.
That was one of my great victories. I don't have many, but that was a great one. and the unseen part of that was trying to explain want to John Kruk. Like, imagine, now you picture John Kruk's face, which is basically the same all the time. He looks at you like, you are the dumbest person I've ever been forced to talk to. But there I am in the meeting. I'm all bubbly and enthusiastic for my great idea. And I'm like, okay, Krucky, we're going to do this. It's going to be want. And he, you know, just looks through me. I'm like, he's like, what the is this? And I'm like, here's what it means. Da, 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 da. I give him Jason's definition that he gave me. And he just rolled his eyes and walked away. But he participated. I think he came up with Michael Young as his best want player.
He was a sport about it.
Yeah, he was a great sport about it. And it was... you know, we work it in the show here and there. It's on Twitter here and there. It's become. And I consider myself lucky, by the way.
Every time I show, someone lets me know.
It's funny. I sneak it in there every time. I got to meet Spike. I mean, that was the high. I feel like like Christian Bale in the first Batman movie, where he walks through the snow in the mountains with his purple flower, and he goes to the top of the thing, and he meets Liam Neeson, which was you guys. But wait, Liam Neeson isn't actually in charge. It's this guy Spike, who's in the back, and Spike invented Want, and I get to meet the guy, and I'm trained into this like Want ninja, and then the place explodes in a fiery ball of flame and tumbles down the mountain, which is what's happening now.
Yeah, that's pretty much the show in a nutshell, really.
that's kind of the way this is going.
That's every
Spike as an Asian in a house, you know, hiding in the back of it. Sitting and being really quiet. That's what it is.
Totally.
That's what he's all about, actually.
Oh, God.
Well, Steve, thanks for coming on and being the last special guest on the show.
I'm being a smartass here, but it's a sincere honor, and I love the show, and I'm genuinely bummed out that it's not going to be around anymore. But I know I speak for everybody, Kevin. I wish you 1,000% a success. It's just so freaking cool, and believe me, I'll be nagging you for evaluations on everybody. So down the road, when I say a source tells me that this guy is a terrible player, it'll be you.
You'll know that I said no comment.
That's right.
You'll know I said I love you. I can't talk about that.
That's right. That'll be code for something.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, you guys. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Take care.
And so to end the show, it's very important that we have a return guest. And, you know, people asked for a few people. One people asked for my mom, and we just had her on. And so many of you constantly asked for Not Jim. And for his final appearance on Up and In Podcast History, we are joined by Not Jim Tracy. Now, Not Jim, this is the last show. You have become a cult figure. Now that we are at the end of the run, just your feelings on the entire experience.
Well, Tony, first I'd like to congratulate you on the director of pro scouting, the coordinator of pro scouting for the franchise known as the Astros of Houston, who were once known as the Colt 45s of Houston when they came into the league as an expansion franchise in 1962, and they played in a fabricated stadium that was imported from Mexico. And of course, I never played in a prefabricated stadium, but if I get fired by the Rockies, I may live in a prefabricated home someday. But anyhow, we'd like to congratulate you. Welcome to the baseball family. I'm sure you'll do well. And I'm just happy to have been part of the podcast for all these years. And I tell you, if you asked me if I thought I would ever be a part of a podcast, I would have said no, because I didn't know what a podcast was. But then you introduced me to the world of podcasting, and you I talked to Bob Apodaca, and I said, Dak, let's have a podcast. And that's when Dak, of course, said he needed a leave of absence to become the general manager, the assistant to the general manager, which isn't the coordinator of scouting, but it is somewhat similar in the fact that both jobs involve baseball, the great sport that we all know and love, and the great sport that we have played so well here in the Rocky Mountains this year, because we've had many injuries. And, of course, Kevin, if you were going on Goldie to be a trainer, we would hire you here in Colorado to fix our players, because we need a lot of players that are injured. I don't know if we need to coordinate our scout plan. I haven't had time to talk to them.
What is it you see? Do you tire of your isolation? You reached into a tent to touch a mountaineer's soft cheek, and yet you cower whenever we approach. Like a blur, like a wintry ghost.
Like a blur, like a wintry ghost.
Like a blur.
Why, pray tell, did you assist the Frenchman? Alone, snow blind, on the verge of death, you nursed him back to health and sent him on his way.